Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fernando Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive towards third. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Pinson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Wolford steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to third for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Rich Gossage now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Royals. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Royals. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Bradford picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Bradford. McRae moves all the way to home. It's 7-3, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-2 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Healy reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-3 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Rojas moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and has Rojas trapped. There's the throw to Alvarado, who tags Rojas for the out. Wolford moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Healy is called out on strikes. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-4 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Patek steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradford hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.